Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up a little bit later this hour, we have got to talk about what the heck is happening with people with the handicap parking placards getting tickets for parking where they're allowed to park.
Hey, Kansas City's cashing in on disabled drivers. What's wrong with that?
They want, what is it, $50 million more they want? KCPD?
Well, KCPD wants $52 million. The city
has that from somewhere.
$100 million shortfall. Yeah. So, okay. Really, I guess if you think about it, we're $152 million in the hole.
Right, right.
So, you get that from somewhere.
Everybody wants money.
You get that from somewhere.
But first, we go to Leawood with this story out of Fox 4. Thank you to this particular worker. Was it a convenience store?
It's a convenience store. Zips. I guess it's just off of Roe Avenue, or is it?
It says 135th and Briar.
Briar, yeah, 135th and Briar. It's by Prairie Fire, if you know that area.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. He talked to Fox 4. So police investigators have their eye on ATMs used to purchase Bitcoin. Again, we're back to the scams and the predators that use these Bitcoin machines and force victims to send untraceable money to scammers. And it was a convenience store clerk that caught onto it and told police about it.
Yeah. And it's crazy that this is our last line of defense between scammers and your grandma is Muhammad Abd from Zips convenience store on 135th and Briar. But this guy's an absolute hero. He says he often sees senior citizens walk into the store with money in hand, terrified, as they use an ATM designed for purchasing and transmitting cryptocurrency purchases. He says he's aware those purchases often involve illicit transactions. So he literally will go up to people and tell them, like, hey, are you okay? Are you sure you need to be using this machine? Like, what's going on? And then tell them, like, nobody who is legitimately from the government would be telling you to give them money through a cryptocurrency machine. No investigator is going to do that. This is a scam. You need to just take your money and go. And that's the only thing stopping the scammers from getting their money is this guy at this convenience store in Leawood, who's an absolute hero, going up and telling people.
God, listen to this line out of this Fox 4 story. He said the woman he helped in late October was prepared to send $14,000 in untraceable cryptocurrency to someone she's never met. It's kind of like truck drivers are kind of the first line of defense when it comes to human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
Because they get the training on how to identify human traffickers because they spend the time at the diners and at the truck stops and stuff. This feels like, okay, do we need to do more training of wherever the crypto machines are to identify? And because the worst thing that happens if you intervene is, oh no, they knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well then, okay. Well, no big deal. Just wanted to make sure you're okay.
But back to the gambling story from last hour, like, why should it be up to them? They shouldn't have to do it. These machines just shouldn't be allowed in convenience stores. I know we've talked about it before with them. Fine. If you want to have them in convenience stores, there needs to be a 1-day waiting period on being able to deposit money into them. You need to sign up for an account and then wait a day, because the scammers aren't going to wait a day. They're not going to, they'll find another way to do this. But you know, if Venmo, if PayPal were a better way to scam old people out of their money, they'd be using that. But right now, what they're using is these cryptocurrency machines. $37 million. That's what the government estimates. It's $370 million. Sorry. $370 million was sent to cryptocurrency or through cryptocurrency involving scams, according to the federal government last year. So that's how often these things are used to scam people. $370 million last year alone.
Wow. So there was a police detective that talked to Fox 4 that said, police detectives keep a watchful eye on the crypto kiosk because they're commonly tied to illicit transactions. Here's my dumb question. If you are not up to a scam or, you know, trying to victimize somebody, are you using a cryptocurrency ATM? Aren't you moving that money around electronically?
Yeah.
What's the purpose of a cryptocurrency ATM that's not for bad?
I don't know. Honestly, I have, much like my wife when I'm talking about football, I kind of have a gray out part of my brain when it comes to anything involving cryptocurrency, where when people talk to me about it, I'm like, oh, that sounds, it still sounds like a scam. That doesn't sound real. It sounds like you're making it up, but I'm sure that's a real thing. I'm sure it's not. It's fine. I guess it'd be
and
for
if
people.
If it makes our heads spin, it makes it easy to understand how someone 20, 30 years older than us would easily be taken.
I guess for, if you don't have a bank, maybe, you know, and you want to buy crypto. Mm-hmm. But okay. I feel like if you don't have a bank, then you shouldn't be buying crypto. your first priority should be getting a checking account and then buying crypto. It just seems like there's not a lot of people out there who are unbanked per se, who are living great lives. You know?
This makes my head spin a little bit, but it makes me want, like, is Zip a major chain? I've never heard of them.
And I should know where this is. It's near my house, but I might go in and thank Muhammad Abd for his service to our country.
Can Zip get with other, first of all, give this guy a raise?
Yeah.
Because of the good publicity that he's giving you. But also, is it something that other, wherever else you have these ATMs, can we start training the clerks to keep an eye out? As if they don't have enough to do.
So I found a Reddit thread where that asked this, like, asked about cryptocurrency ATMs and how convenience store clerks feel about them. And this is just me giving the consensus, but basically they've talked about watching 70-year-olds pour $10, $20, $40,000 into these things while they're clearly being coached on the phone. They've tried to warn people, and then the victim will scream at them to stop interfering because the fake agent on the other line has told them, don't trust anyone because they're in on it too.
Or they threaten you. They're going to come hurt your family or something if you let anybody else talk to you.
One commenter said a woman was clinging to the machine and yelling while he kept repeating, Bitcoin is almost always a scam. Please make sure you know what you're doing. And the woman was screaming and clinging to the machine while he was just trying to talk to her, just trying to tell her, no, you're this isn't a real thing. Like, these people are scamming you. And he said he walked away knowing he'd probably just watched somebody's life savings vanish. But what are you going to do? Like, you can't force somebody to see the light.
Right. Yeah, yeah. The best you can do is just ask and say, are you okay?
What really fries me on this is that some stores are literally told by corporate, do not intervene. Just take the rent check for the machine and look away. One person, this is in a different story, it's not from Reddit, just another story on this, but one convenience store clerk said that many businesses only get a few hundred dollars a month to host these kiosks, but keep them anyway, even after seeing the seniors getting wiped out in front of them. And he said, you should not even be allowed to call it an ATM if money only goes in and never comes out. And that's 100% right.
Oh, interesting.
If money goes in and never comes out, it's not, that's a dispenser of regret is what that is.
Well, that's what I was wondering too. I thought cryptocurrency was just electronic. So what does it even give you?
I don't know. That's exactly right. Like, what is the point of this?
What comes out of it? Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just be able to do this on a computer?
Yeah, unless you don't have a computer or the app.
Let's go to Dave in Liberty. Hey, Dave.
I watched a story about this just last week, and I'm not sure if it was in Utah or Arizona, but an elderly individual went in, fed $15,000 or $20,000 into the Bitcoin machine. The cashier called the police. The sheriff's department showed up. They knew it was a scam. They took a metal cutting saw. They cut the machine open, pulled the cash out. Now, they couldn't give it to the guy because it was still considered a crime at this point.
Right.
So they have the money. All right. The company that has the Bitcoin machine takes them to court for violating their constitutional rights to have that machine and that they had no right to interfere. The judge ruled in their favor. They were forced to give the company the $15,000 that they had scammed from this guy. And it gets better. The company that won the judgment sends a package from Amazon to the sheriff's department with the United States Constitution.
Oh, my God.
And said, here, you might want to read up on this the next time you decide to interrupt in one of our business transactions.
What can I ask Dave, what does this have to do with the Constitution? Like,
because I take it that they have the right to set these up.
Yeah.
And even if they're being used nefariously, they said, we don't know what these are being used for. If somebody is using it for nefarious activities, that's not on us. We're no different than a bank that deals in money that has been processed through drug dealings. We don't ask the people putting money in here where it came from or the intent behind it. And they won. And I'm like, we can't win at anything.
No.
It was just crazy.
Dave, thanks so much for your call. I really appreciate it. That's crazy. By the way, it's called the Commerce Clause. The United States government has the right to regulate commerce. If this is commerce, if you're making money off of it, they have the right to interfere. They have the right to regulate it. Like, what the hell? What version of the Constitution are they reading? One with a lot of redacted lines in it? A lot of black highlighter going on there? Jeez.
Every time we have a conversation like this, I feel like I need to call my mom.
Check in on her. Hey.
And just check to make sure. Like, if somebody called, because you always think, you know, nobody I know would fall victim to this. But it's, you know, it's somebody's family. Every time we talk about this, I think, okay, I need to tell her that if somebody talks to you about crypto, no, you're not doing anything with crypto.
Well, it's, you know, when it comes to the regulation aspect of it, too, it's really infuriating that we'll regulate how tall a railing has to be at a bar so people don't fall down the stairs. And there's good reason to do that. You know, but somehow a machine can erase a lifetime of savings in 5 minutes and sit by the door next to the scratchers and the ice. And that's totally fine. We have a constitutional right to have that machine there. That's insane.
It's almost like, can we just not keep up? Does the law famously cannot keep up with technology? I mean, the law is always 10 years behind.
Yes.
What the technology is. Are we just not there yet?
There was some regulations passed on these back in July. Maybe they just haven't taken effect yet. I don't know. All I know is if you had a conscience and you saw these stories, if you were one of these people making these crypto ATMs and you had a conscience, you wouldn't even need the government to get involved. You would just go, oh, well, we need to have a 1-day waiting period before people can use these. Mm-hmm. That's the simplest solution to this. Just have a 1-day waiting period so that when grandma goes in and a scammer's telling her you need to deposit the money, she goes, well, I can't because it says I need to wait a day. The scammer's not going to wait a day. Maybe make it a 2-day waiting period, whatever you need. What's the big hurry? What difference does it make?
Well, especially if you are not, if you're legit using crypto, you have another way to do it.
Yeah.
If you're legit doing it, you're using a computer, so you don't need
the ATM. There's apps to do it.
Yeah, so make it a week. Yeah. I mean, make it whatever that's going to scare off the scammer.
I would ask.
That's the only person that would use them.
Yes, Quentin.
That if my grandma can't understand it, how am I expecting the 1,000-year-old congressman to understand it?
Oh, my God, that's a great point. That is... Yeah.
He'll have a staffer that can explain it to him.
Yeah.
Who's 25.
Might be a fly on the wall for that conversation.
Right?
Well, so what you're saying is these tubes that magically transmit the internet can be used for nefarious purposes.
Didn't that happen when Mark Zuckerberg went before Congress and they were asking him questions and
that
they wanted to know
cringe.
Like what the internet was?
YouTube is a series of tubes, right? That's what it is. It's pneumatic tubes that feed you videos.
I think they're calling A53 on the bingo board. Can you just
Oh. My grandson keeps saying 6'7" to me. Now, could you explain what that is?
No, actually, nobody can explain that.
What, hey, why don't you, why don't you go put a Johnny Cash record on? All right.
hey, I like Johnny Cash. There's nothing wrong with liking Johnny Cash. That make you old?
No, he hit a nerve.
Oh. You need to go older than that, buddy. You need to say like the Lennon Sisters or something. Lemon Sisters? Whichever. All right, coming up, switch of topics. Let's go with something fun. Oreo has lost their mind. Can we just agree Oreo has lost their mind? They have Thanksgiving dinner cookies. Guys, you invented the perfect cookie 100 years ago. Mm-hmm. Stop. Just stop. 913-586-7798. We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we have Thanksgiving dinner soda. We have turkey soda.
We shouldn't.
Have cranberry soda.
We shouldn't.
Those things exist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, especially dessert companies like this, always feel like they need to put out something seasonal.
Yeah.
Make it pumpkin. Make it something that's actually seasonal. Don't force it.
So
I don't need a cookie with corn in it.
Yeah, Oreo is unveiling Thanksgiving dinner cookies with turkey and stuffing and creamed corn flavors. What's horrible about this, Jamie? Well, first of all, what's horrible about this is, you know who asked for this?
No one.
No one! Nobody! No one. Nobody was sitting around last Thanksgiving going, you know, the one thing missing from our holiday is a turkey-flavored cookie. Not one person. Oreo has basically reached the point where they've solved the chocolate cookie plus cream issue and are now just playing food Mad Libs. That's all the Oreos are. It's like, what random flavor can we inject into our perfect cookie? Pumpkin pie Oreo is fine. Caramel apple pie, fine.
Fine.
That sounds great. Those are desserts. But turkey and stuffing and cream corn?
And it's infused into the fudge. So the cookies are dipped in fudge.
Yeah.
So take the normal Oreo, dip it in fudge. So you are infusing the flavor of, say, sweet potato. I don't know if that's better or worse. Do you want just sweet potato or do you want it infused into the fudge?
I don't.
Because it's going to be strong enough that you can taste it.
I don't want them together. I want some. I hate sounding like some kind of weird. I feel like there should be some separation of the flavors. I don't think they should mix. I don't think there's certain things that go well together. I'm not going to be the one to figure out that. Sweet potatoes and fudge taste good together. I'm good. I'm good. I've got enough things in my life.
Cream corn that is.
Cream corn's gross. Turkey's gross.
Corn is naturally sweet. Like you can get corn custard is a thing. The corn pudding is a thing.
It's bringing the bile to the tip of my throat. That is.
I don't think I want it with chocolate. I think that's my problem. I don't think I want it. So there's the regular Oreo, and I don't mind the golden Oreo, and the double stuffed is pretty good.
Yeah.
Even the skinny Oreos are fine.
That's as far as it should have gone. Yeah. They'd be like, you know, because what that is they go, hey, people really like our cookies. What's the thing they like the most? Well, apparently the cream filling. Well, let's give them more of that. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Nobody was sitting around going, you know what I want my Oreo to taste like? leftovers. That's what I wanted to taste like. And even then, meat flavored cookies, that's some, leave that to the British. We don't need to be doing that in America. Thank you very much.
Let's talk about the colors for a second.
Okay.
Because this is a gift that you can give someone that comes
some of
in
you don't
an
like,
Oreo
apparently.
Tin.
Uh-huh.
So it looks like a big Oreo. Each treat is tinted in a fall color to correlate with the festive flavor.
Oh, I'm seeing that.
For example, creamed corn is dunked in a bright yellow fudge with a light yellow drizzle, while the turkey and stuffing cookies are aptly brown and brown. The hardest thing about that is that your brain looks at that and thinks that brown is chocolate. But
yeah,
it tastes
good point.
Like turkey
tastes
and
like,
stuffing
you're
instead.
Right, you're right. Your brain's going to be rebelling against your stomach.
Yes. Your
stomach,
brain's going to look at the yellow
your tongue
and think lemon.
Is going to twist itself into a knot so it doesn't have to deal with the cognitive dissonance you've just shoved into your mouth.
So it looks like one thing and tastes like another. And I wonder what they smell like.
I bet they actually smell nice, but the taste seems just off-putting. I don't know. This is the classic line from Jurassic Park. Is your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they didn't mm-hmm. stop to think if they should. That's yeah. literally what's happening here. Having said that, I would totally try one of these.
I would buy them.
Yeah, if somebody wants
20
to
bucks online,
buy them. $20 for the tin?
For the tin.
Eh, then you get a nice
God,
tin.
God, how much is shipping?
Mm.
A nice tin? What are you going to do with that? With that tin?
12 cookies for $20. In a little tin. I don't
Small
know.
Cookies, though.
Yeah.
They're not big cookies. There have been two reviews of these so far. I'm looking to see what. Somebody gave it a 5 and somebody gave it a 1.
Mm.
They're not making it easy for me to click on these.
You know,
let's see.
You know what's so depressing about this kind of thing, Jamie? Is we were promised flying cars. You know? We were promised jetpacks. We're living in the future. Mm-hmm. We're living in the. If you grew up in the 80s and 90s, we're living in the future. We're living mm-hmm. in past, 10 years past when Back to the Future 2 took place where they had hoverboards and flying cars. We're 10 years past that. And what are we getting?
Mm-hmm.
Creamed corn Oreos. That's what we're getting. They would have been like, you know what? We need to do more nuclear testing back in the 80s. They're like, you know what? Let's piss off the Russians and see what happens. Because I don't want to live in a future where my cookies taste like turkey.
I'm trying to figure out how much the shipping is. I'm trying to figure out if this is worth. So I have a discount code.
What I've seen, the shipping, it adds up to where the tin is almost $40.
Are you?
Whoa.
That is so, I would have guessed like another $10.
Yeah.
But because for $25, I would try. We could do this. Mm-hmm. This would be fun to try. But do we have petty cash anywhere in the building? Do we have stuff like that?
I still owe Quentin the money for his costume. He keeps he keeps dodging me on the Venmo on it.
I told you I don't have a Venmo.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I guess I just do.
Oh, remember? He's 75 years old.
I forgot about that.
I do have a question for you, too.
I'll put it in cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on a second before your question, Quentin. Oh, no. FedEx home delivery, if I want this in 3 business days, is $28, bringing my grand total for 10 cookies to $48.20. Are you kidding me? What if I don't care about FedEx home delivery? What if I just want it delivered somewhere near my house in the next month?
I don't know. Yes, Quentin.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I'm starting to get dispirited here. What do you
all right?
Got?
All right.
What do you
Let's
got?
Just have a hypothetical conversation.
Okay.
Here.
Can't wait.
It's 1999. It's July 1st. You have been told some information about the future that in 2025 you will consume a cream corn Oreo.
Mm-hmm.
What's your opinion on Y2K?
It obviously happened. Everything I was worried about happening obviously happened, and the world is higgledy piggledy, and we're eating gravy cookies. By the way, that's the other thing. Like, it's the arrogance of Oreo doing this.
Oh, yeah. That they think it's that you want this enough.
That you'll just put up with anything from us, won't you? Like, this is the hot girl thinking, like, you know what? I look good in anything. So it's you know, you see the Milan fashion shows where they're wearing garbage bags. This is the garbage mm-hmm. bag. That's what Oreo's doing right now. They're like, we'll look good in anything. It doesn't matter.
Take a guess. if I want to do FedEx standard overnight,
yeah,
how much am I paying in shipping?
FedEx standard
just
overnight.
Just in shipping.
Three overnight?
Business days is $28. If I want it in Jeez. One business day, how much am I paying?
$60.
Oh, not even close.
Really?
Not even close. $133 is what I'm paying for FedEx standard overnight shipping. You have got to be kidding me.
I don't know.
This is bonkers.
This is, I am going to, by the way, blame this on social media. Because what this is brands chasing viral mm-hmm. moments and memes instead of just making good products anymore. We've mm-hmm. gone from limited edition mint Oreo to what if every holiday meal was crammed and liquefied and poured into a cookie?
So it there are some, like I was just looking at what Krispy Kreme is doing for the holidays. It's all within like the range, mm-hmm. you know, it's all between like level 3 and level 8. On a scale of 1 to 10, like it's all kind of, like some of it's a little out there, but nobody's doing this.
Yeah.
Nobody's going way off the reservation. Oh, and you, it's like they had people that had to taste test these as it went from it's because at some point these flavors started as really bad.
Yeah.
Somebody had to be the person to taste test these until they got to where they were.
Did
edible.
They? You're assuming that they even bothered with that level of quality
with any
control
testing at all?
Yeah, they're yeah. probably like, we don't want a human being to taste test these. They'll just tell us that they're bad. We want people to buy these on a dare because that's what it's become.
I can't imagine what the factory smells like.
Who is spending $135 on shipping for anything?
Well, we have
when I
so
ordered
much
my
money
furniture
now.
Set. Yeah. I got free shipping for crying out loud because of how much I was spending.
Well, obviously, it's according to certain news channels, it's just people spending all their SNAP benefits on it.
I was say, who has that money?
Yeah, the people getting free money from the government. Yeah, Milk's favorite cookie from the text line. What about Gravy's favorite cookie? That's what you'll be doing. You'll be dunking these in gravy.
Oh, gross. But that's probably, like, you could serve them with your Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
In and you could put them in the real thing as like a little accompaniment.
Mm. I think it's also, again, the confusion of it. I don't need my cookie to taste like turkey. I need my turkey to taste like turkey, my cookie to taste like sugar, and I guess my shipping not to cost as much as a whole, you know, Thanksgiving meal.
Oh, more than that. Aldi's got a Thanksgiving meal for $40. Jeez. You could get three whole Thanksgiving dinners plus tax from Aldi just for the cost of shipping.
They need to start paying us, by the way. We do so much
for
them.
We do really talk about that.
We do so much for them. But because we both love Aldi.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need to talk to sales.
They don't need our money.
Like, could we please start cashing in on the fact that we mention Aldi positively once per show?
Every day.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. Oh, coming up,
yes.
Speaking of cashing in, Kansas City is cashing in on disabled drivers. How are they doing that? Well, with confusion. We'll talk about it next on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh man, Fox 4, you got our attention with this one. This was out of their problem solvers section where they call Fox 4 and say, hey, we're having this problem, and Fox 4 gives it a lot of media attention, and usually that gets us to the bottom of it. So it looks like what is happening in parts of downtown Kansas City for Kansas City employees is that they are entitled to 4 hours of free parking. That's apparently according to the law. If you have a handicap placard, you get the 4 hours of free parking. And apparently they are getting a ton of tickets, parking tickets, for parking more than 4 hours, even though it's in places that don't designate a 4 hour limit. Why?
Yeah. I don't understand. So you're a disabled vet. You jump through every hoop to get the placard. You hang it in the window. You follow the rules. The law literally uses the word entitled to 4 hours of free parking. Then the city quietly adds an invisible asterisk that's unless we feel like writing you a ticket, unless I guess we need the money. If you want to limit it to 4 hours, it's fine. That's a policy argument, but you have to do the simple kindergarten level part. Put the rule on a sign where a human being can see it.
Yeah. These tickets amount to can be $115 each. And if you're getting them every day, then that's a problem. So Fox 4 looked into it and said the signs, meters, and the app for the downtown metered street parking do not indicate a 4 hour time limit for handicapped drivers. City law says disabled drivers with proper tags are entitled to 4 hours of free parking. City and state law also say any time limits must be clearly posted.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this before, that I've gotten frustrated that it's not always obvious where the time limit signs apply to on a street, but at least at parking meters, it should be clear how long you can park there or what your limit is. So these are city employees that work 8 hour days. And so they're being ticketed because they are staying there for the 8 hours and they're being ticketed for going over the four.
In general, should any city be allowed to enforce a rule that's not clearly posted?
No, that should be no, especially because it says you have to post.
Yeah,
the
you
time
have to
limits.
Post it. So like no city should be able to do that. So is it just we're going to give out these tickets and people can easily fight them and easily.
And if they don't.
But if they don't, then we get the money. Is it just a spray and pray type of situation where it's like, well, you never know. You never know. People just give out the dicks. Or is it, I don't want to impugn, I'm sure they're overworked, but I don't want to say anything bad about meter maids or whoever does parking enforcement. And maybe even calling them meter maids is actually offensive. But is it they're not doing their job? They're just handing these out, not looking at the placard?
So Fox 4 talked to the city's parking and tow division manager, Matthew Muckenthaler.
Sure.
And asked why there isn't clear signage to let people know about the handicap time limitations. He said there isn't enough space. Putting more language about a specific kind of free parking would only confuse other parking users. Boy, if Howard Lotvin is listening, because he quoted in the story, give us a call. Fox 4 asked if that explanation passes legal muster, because the law says you have to post parking time limits.
Right.
And it potentially being confusing isn't an excuse not to. And Howard Lotvin, who you've heard on the show many times, said, no, it doesn't matter how many people you're talking about. State law says you have to post the limits.
Yeah.
And he says it's not enforceable then. If you don't have the signage up under Missouri law, you can't enforce time limits that people don't know about. That's $115 a ticket.
Kansas City constantly complains and whines that people don't come downtown. Meanwhile, we're quietly farming its own disabled workers, our own disabled workers for revenue. with rules that aren't posted anywhere. And it's hard enough for disabled people to park, walk, work, manage their pain, deal with doctors, deal with the VA. Now they have to be a code lawyer for the municipality just to avoid a $100 ticket. And by the way, now they're expected, I guess, to go to court and fight that ticket every time they get one. So the person quoted in the story said, like, this is, I'm basically getting fined $100 a day. How am I supposed to live?
The alternative, they said, is they go out during their lunch break and they move their car.
And that's unacceptable.
After the 4 hours. Yeah. That shouldn't be necessary.
Yeah.
I am flabbergasted at we don't have space to put those parking rules up. And that if we say 4 hour limit for people with a handicap sign, that's going to confuse those of us that don't have the handicap sign. No, that I'm pretty clear on what that means, that I don't have one of those placards, so I can't stay there for 4 hours. That 100%. Wouldn't confuse me.
Yeah.
I would understand that.
Wouldn't be confusing
that
at all. And by the way, are we going to seriously sit here and act like parking signs aren't confusing? Like that there's a limit to how confusing they need to be. We've all seen no parking between 6 and 7 on weekends or weekdays, Monday and Wednesday, except we've all seen the crazy long parking signs in Kansas City and other places. Are we going to sit here and say, like, just putting a placard on there, it would make it that's just insane. And if you can't be bothered to put the sign up, you don't get to reach into people's wallets. If the state law says you have to clearly post time limits, then you're the one breaking the law. You're also the one out that's wrong here. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, you know, sorry. Listen to these numbers though, and tell me if you notice something. In 2023, the city handed out one ticket for this violation. Last year, it was 10 violations. This year so far, through mid-October, there have been 49 of those tickets, each about $110. City needs money. I mean, it's just weird that they are suddenly enforcing so many. I don't think we have more people violating that law. They're not even violating the law. I don't think we have more people
with handicap stickers
who deserve the tickets. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just ticketing more of them.
And also, I mean, just think of the psychology here. Every time you do something like this, every time you go like, oh, well, we gotcha, like, but we're going to give you a ticket and hope you don't fight it in court. You're training people not to trust the city and not to trust any promise that accommodations or accessibility, equity, all that, whatever nice word you want to use. You're trusting people to believe that even though they did everything right, they're still wrong. And it's the kind of confusing Kafka-esque world that we live in, where it feels like no matter how hard you try, you're still wrong, and they're still going to get you, and they're going to wring you dry, and there's nothing you can do about it.
And you did the right thing, but you have to go to court
to
prove it, instead of them having to go and prove that you were wrong.
Yeah.
Which is backwards.
913-586-7798. Your text coming up on Midday.
Real quick bit of news out of the AP as we wait to find out when SNAP benefits are going to go out. I thought federal judges said, you know, they have to go out and use contingency funds. And the Trump administration had said it would fund half of the SNAP benefits using contingency funds because we only have money in the emergency fund to fund half of it. The other half we're going to have to get somewhere else.
Yep.
I'm not going to read the whole post. I'm going to skip the part that might enrage people more. But he posted on Truth Social a little bit ago, SNAP benefits will only be given when the government is opened up. That's not what the judges said.
Yeah.
The judges said you got to come up with a plan to do it soon.
This is the problem with communicating through social media instead of through the press. And there being a back and forth with questions and answers or giving a speech or whatever. What does he mean by that?
Right.
That he's going to appeal the decision by the judge? Right. Because I've not seen any movement on that.
No.
That he's just not going to do it in defiance of the court order because he was not supposed to be able to do that. Who knows? I mean, what's the repercussions if you don't? I mean, breakdown of Law and Order? I don't know.
Boy, this is an area of law that that gets way over my head. But I assume then, because they were given a deadline and they met the deadline yesterday. They said, okay, and it was the USDA that had to submit the order, but they had to submit an order saying, here's what we're going to do. We're going to fund half of it. Well, and I thought that meant that checks might go out as soon as tomorrow, or it might take 2 weeks, but at least the process would start on Wednesday.
Yeah.
If they don't do that, can the Trump administration be held in contempt of federal court?
Do they care if they are?
I don't know, but it's a matter of, and if they are, what happens?
What really bothers me about this is they spent a month saying, we don't have the money. We don't have the money. We don't have the money. We can't do it. We don't have the money. And then a court saying, yes, you do have the money and you have to release it. And now going, actually, we're going to only do it after the Democrats open up the government, which they can easily do, and not before. We're not going to give anybody their money until the Democrats capitulate to what we want. So which is it? We can't pay because we have no money, or we won't pay until Democrats give us what we want?
Well, they have the money. That part is clear.
Yeah.
The money exists in that contingency fund, and it's about half the money they need.
It's not about...
It's a question of the use of the money.
So it's not about math. It's about leverage. Right.
Yeah.
It's not about math. That. And to be clear again, real quick, the whole reason the government shut down is because the tax subsidies for ACA are trying to be, the Republicans are trying to remove those so that people on Obamacare or ACA, whatever you want to call it, their premiums would go through the roof by like 300%. They're already getting that right now without the tax subsidies. It'll be a 300% increase in their premiums. They can't afford that. God, Democrats are trying to stop that.
What if open enrollment closes and they have to pay those?
Let's just pick it up in 5 minutes on the other side. We'll talk about this some more coming up on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.